The first ever sketches that I wrote at the BBC, like I said in a previous post, we used to sit there and we used to go through the papers and make some notes, and then we'd have a chat about what we read and potential sketches that we could make. And one that I read, I was working with Kira Jack, and one story that we read and we liked was about the NHS lines not being useful or something. So someone was ringing up and the person on the NHS line just wasn't useful for what they needed. And so we started thinking about this, and we were thinking, oh, so why wouldn't it be useful? What would happen? And we come up with the idea of like a bring your daughter to work day. So it's just some little kid on the phone. That's why no one's getting the kind of emergency help that they need. So we rewrote a few sketches based on this idea. And as it was, I think we worked together, but I think I may have put a bit more into the idea, and so I got to name the young girl, and I named the young girl after my niece Jessica, which is nice, isn't it? I think really, to write your first sketch for the BBC and name the little character after your niece. Anyway, whatever, whatever. Yeah, just my niece. Anyway, these are the scripts. I'm going to read them all to you. I wrote three little ones because I thought that they could be played on the same show. They haven't been played yet. I don't know if they're going to play them. We'll see. Anyway, sound effects. Phone rings. Hello, NHS, bring your child to work day. My name is Jessica. I'm 5. What's your emergency? Hi, I'm in the middle of the city and I'm not sure what to do. Oh God, I think my teeth are falling out. Yeah, they're falling out. My teeth are falling out. Yay! They're dropping on the floor. Oh, God. Ouch. You know what that means, don't you? Oh, God, no. What? The Tooth Fairy! What? You're so lucky. She's going to have pretty wings and glittery hair and a big, beautiful smile. I brush my teeth twice a day. Who is this? What? I hope you get lots and lots of pennies. I once got a whole pound. Okay, bye. Okay, so that was the first one. And they're all pretty similar. Okay, so the next one is phone rings. Hello, NHS, bring your child to work day. I'm Jessica. I'm 5. What's your emergency? I haven't slept for days. I just can't sleep. I've been awake for 75 hours and I'm shaking and I can't concentrate. It's affecting my job, my marriage, and my life. When I can't sleep, I get my mummy to read me a bedtime story. What's your favourite story? Well, my favourite story is Sleeping Beauty. She relaxes all day long and sleeps forever and ever and ever and always sleeping. When my mummy reads that to me, I fall fast asleep. Okay, bye. My mum's 87. Oh. Actually, there was a few ends there. It was, my mum's 87, or my mum's dead, or can I have your mum's number? Again, they haven't played that on the show. not bitter. So the third sketch, phone rings. Hello, NHS, bring your child to work day. I'm Jessica, I'm 5. What's your emergency? I've been punched in the face. Ah, he hit me in the eye. I can't really see. Awesome, you could be a pirate. I'm sorry, who? You get to wear an eye patch. Ah, my eye. Aye, aye, matey. Ah, that's the spirit. Ah, gym lad. Bye. Yeah. I like those, but they haven't been played yet. Which is fine. Actually, since we did that, we had a meeting.
And they basically said, oh, we got these characters. Let's all focus and write some sketches for them. And one of the characters was the Bring Your Daughter to Work Day. And I think Kira had written some new scripts of someone else about Jessica. And they were really good. And we recorded some. And I played a part in one of them. So, like, the latest scripts, one of the latest ones have been on the show, but the original three haven't. So, in case they never make it on, I've just performed them, especially for you. And I told my brother, when he heard it, I said, this is about your daughter. And he played it to her, and she started making notes about all the other kind of things that she likes to do, so that Uncle Pete could write about them in these sketches, and I might do that. Actually, it's nice getting feedback and advice from geez, you know, I don't know how old she is. 5 or 6. I'm a good uncle.